have the opportunity to celebrate the sacrament of baptism frequently. And my favorite part of the baptismal liturgy is kind of the culminating point with the pouring of the water. And the parents, godparents, come forward and hold the child over the font. And words are spoken, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And when I look up after that, almost always, there's a great look of joy and happiness and delight on the faces of the parents. And you just sense a deep sense of love for this little one that they've been blessed with, and also this sacred time in which God graces this little one through the sacrament of baptism. And I think that just gives us that look on the faces of the parents and godparents, a glimpse of how God looks on each one of us, his beloved sons and daughters. Sometimes we don't feel like that. It's how God looks at us. But even in our worst moments, sometimes when we wander, God never stops loving us. And we know that Jesus, with his own disciples, even when they betrayed him, he never stopped loving them. And through the power of the Spirit would call them to follow him and to give their lives in his mission. And in today's gospel, we hear Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith also in me." And they did. But Jesus also had faith in them. He would teach them, and he would guide them and empower them. He would challenge them. He would lift them up, and he would sacrifice his life for them so that they could have life. And the same for you and me. How do we come to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? How do we come to know that divine love? And that God can reach us in many, many different ways. And for those parents and godparents, when they do that sacrament, I know they're really touched by that. God oftentimes comes to us through the people in our lives. And I'd like to reflect a little bit on the vocation of motherhood today in light of being a really powerful avenue of God's grace. Jesus' own experience of a mother, the Blessed Mother. And again, we don't have a lot of detail on their relationship. You get a glimpse from the gospel portraits, but certainly Mary knew great joy and happiness, but she also knew some heartache and struggle. And you know, she was there right at the end of her son's life and holding his body as he's taken off of the cross. So she knew the human condition. But there's a great bond of love there. And I think for the moms here present today, when it comes to that sharing of love and having an impact, in the area of faith, we know that no parent or grandparent can infuse faith into their children or grandchildren because it's a supernatural gift. But what parents and grandparents can do is through their witness of the faith, their example, their practice of the faith, their prayer, can till the soil so that that seed of faith can take root and grow. And I think that happens in a powerful way through feeding. And not just physical feeding, because that starts at the time in the womb, doesn't it? And a beautiful thing that happens with a mother and a child is that in that feeding. And sometimes that's a real challenge. But it points out something very beautiful in terms of growth and connection. And when it comes to spiritual growth, it's our own connection with God. And the feeding that takes place in the sharing of virtue and kindness and compassion and sacrifice. And I'm sure there's days when you wonder, boy, am I really making a difference? Am I really having an impact? But I think that's God works through that in order to bring his grace. You know, as I get older, I'm more and more grateful for my mom and dad. My dad passed away about 10 years ago. Mom's still up in the house I grew up in McHenry. She turned 80 recently and is doing very well. But when I was growing up, I never had to question whether I was valued or loved. My parents were not verbally expressive type of people, but their example really communicated a deep love, and I never had to question that. And I think that's the deepest form of love. And I don't think I'd be standing here today before you if it wasn't for their faith example and their practice of the faith, and especially my mom. And they would definitely tell you that they are imperfect, that they had their struggles and their hardships, and probably wondered some days whether they were really making a difference. But as I look back, I'm very grateful for their commitment and for their sacrifice. And just reflecting on this a little bit as with this example of feeding. You know, with my mother, and she's 80 now, and whenever I stop back home, even now, we just had dinner on Thursday, and whenever I'm leaving to come back to the parish, and this is well before I was a priest, but she always has some food to give me, even if I say, "Mom, I do not need this." Sometimes I think she thinks I'm a malnourished bachelor and needs to kind of give me something, but you know what it is? It's something very, at a deeper level, it's her way of expressing love, and she does that with my siblings too. And she does have one annoying habit though. She says I have many, but she knows I like bananas, and so she always has a couple bananas to give me when I'm coming back. But she has this, she always refrigerates her bananas. We've had this debate over the years, "Mom, they don't need to be refrigerated. It ruins them." And we debate, she's pretty stubborn. So a while back, I thought I'd bring in a little bit more information. I said, "Mom, I talked with a produce guy at Jewel. Don't refrigerate the bananas." Not long after that, I'm back home, leaving. What does she give me? Some refrigerated bananas. But I said the Serenity Prayer, and I'm very grateful. But she's a wonderful lady. I'm very, very blessed. But you know, there's something very significant in that feeding. But it's also the feeding that takes place through the sharing of virtue and faith and kindness and compassion and forgiveness. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So for your moms and your grandmas here today, you know, just know that your sacrifices and your love, you know, do make a difference. And your practice of the faith, again, you can't infuse that, but God can work through that to bring about wonderful things for your kids and your grandkids. It's no accident that we gather around the altar, and this is the ultimate feeding that takes place, where our Lord Jesus at the Last Supper gave his very self as nourishment for us, as the body, his body and blood for his disciples, for you and for me. And whenever we gather for Mass and we receive the Eucharist, the Lord nourishes us if we're humbly open to that grace every time, so that we can become what we receive. And so when we go forth, we can be Christ to others. And our world needs that. Our families need that. And what took place on the cross, the sacrifice of Jesus, is intimately connected with what takes place on the altar. That is the greatest act of sacrificial love. And he strengthens us to have that same spirit. The vestment I'm wearing today is it's actually Father Mano's vestment. It was given to him by a priest friend of his. But it's got an image on the front here. And when I first saw this, I thought, this is really interesting. And I wasn't aware of the history of it, but it's a very ancient Eucharistic symbol. And the image is that of it's a pelican. It may strike you as a little bit odd, but right underneath this mother pelican are three of her offspring with their beaks open. And there's a heart there, and it's bleeding. And the symbol there is that nourishment of that mother's lifeblood being really poured into her offspring. And you get the sense of sacrifice. And that is really the deepest form of love, that she's willing to give her life source for her young. And the reason why that's a Eucharistic symbol is because of what we receive. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He sacrificed, he shed his blood, poured out for you and me so that we can have life. And you mothers know what sacrifice is, so do the fathers. And again, it's a beautiful form of love. And sometimes it's very painful. And sometimes there's tough days. And you probably, there may not be a whole lot of gratitude coming back. But just know that there wasn't for Jesus either. But he poured that out so that others could have life. And may you be strengthened on this day to continue to pour that out for your children, your grandchildren. And it really can go out farther than that to anyone we encounter, because we're all called to be Christ-like. Right at the end of today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." How do we know the one who is the way, the truth, and the life? There's no better way than through receiving the Holy Eucharist. And just to know that God looks upon you and me as his beloved sons and daughters, and the more we internalize that and receive it, the more we're strengthened to give it away. He gave everything so that we could have life. May all of you, especially you moms and grandmothers, be strengthened to do likewise. God bless you, and may Jesus continue to nourish our souls and help us to bring that nourishment to others.